S2W30, news to me. Sydney's eyes flicked from the podium to the conference room door, narrowing as Mayor Bloom's personal assistant, Perry Jones, finally walked into the room. No, not Mayor Bloom's assistant. Special-elect Mayor Perry Jones. The wheels were still spinning on that one, but she needed to focus on the news at hand. She'd dig into the ethics of a closed-door election later. Mayor Jones stood at the podium, his own eyes steely and focused as he fingered the edges of his speech notes. Just one page. It seemed this would be brief. Thank you all for coming to this press conference. We were all stunned by the plane crash that took place over a month ago, and I now have confirmed reports on the deceased, including our beloved mayor, Mitchell Bloom. The city coroner will be speaking momentarily to summarize his findings, and afterwards we will have a few closing remarks. Sydney glared at the coroner, fuming, as Mayor Jones confirmed that the remains found in the crash were in fact the remains of Mitchell Bloom. He continued with a few more vague details before retreating and giving the floor to the coroner. "You getting all this?" she asked her cameraman, Barry.
"Yep.
Whole lot of nothing." Sydney snorted. "We'll see about that. I talked to the coroner more than a week ago, and he swore I'd be the first to get my hands on that autopsy report. What gives? Maybe he was just blowing you off." Barry shrugged. "Nobody blows off Sydney Allen," she huffed. "I'm gonna go talk to him. You may want to retract your claws first.
I might need them."
Sydney scribbled a few notes in her notepad. "Especially if anything he tells me doesn't line up with what he says up there.
Good luck."
Barry chuckled.
"I don't believe in luck."
Sydney inched her way closer to the podium. "I meant Dr. Jen Gao," Barry replied under his breath. "Poor guy's gonna need it." The press conference ended after a few trivial remarks, and Sydney pounced on the coroner, interrupting a heated conversation between him and another gentleman as they walked down the hall. "Dr. Jen Gao." She caught the coroner's eye and waved.
"Sydney Allen, C&M News.
I could have sworn you promised me an exclusive on that autopsy report."
"I remember you, Ms. Allen, and I never said that."
Dr. Jen Gao stopped momentarily and turned to Sydney. "You'll have to excuse me, but there is something more important than your story right now." Dr. Jen Gao turned back towards the gentleman he was with and continued down the hall. Sydney began to protest, but decided against it. Just this once, she wouldn't make a fuss. She hung back as the two men continued their hushed conversation down the hall, following just close enough to hear. "Mr. Jen Gao, you have to understand the immense pressure we're under. People want answers. It's Dr. Jen Gao, and in the whole of my career I have never been treated with such disrespect. 24 years I have served this city. I've been dutiful and thorough, and they tell me I have to come up here and talk just 1 hour before reviewing a report I've never seen before. How do you expect me to work like this?" I sounded like a first-year intern up there, going on and on, trying to summarize a document that I didn't write.
"Yes, and you sounded very professional, Mr. Dr. Jen Gao. You did wonderfully.
A credit to your years of experience.
It's not right, I tell you, and I don't care who you are, I'm never doing it again.
My integrity is on the line, Mr. Connor, and what gives your corporation the right to send in someone from your team without my authorization? I was not even given time to examine the remains for myself. All I got were your findings. My job isn't to interpret your findings, it's to interpret my own.
You want to use your findings?
Fine. You get up there next time. For the sake of time, and because you're the city's coroner, we thought it best that you—"
"No.
This is unacceptable. And I will be doing a follow-up." Dr. Jen Gao stopped suddenly and turned, spotting Sydney a few yards away.
"Ms. Allen."
Sydney didn't skip a beat. "I'd appreciate a copy of that autopsy report, Dr. Jen Gao."
"As promised."
Dr. Jen Gao turned to Mr. Connor.
"Another time, Mr. Connor.
This isn't over.
you will be hearing from my office.
Of course.
Mr. Connor nodded and continued down the hall, entering the Lieutenant Mayor's office. Dr. Jengal turned his attention back to Sydney.
Ms. Allen, you are relentless.
I'll have a copy sent to your network within the hour.
Just a few questions for you, Dr. Jengal.
Sydney flashed him a smile.
Now is not a good time, Ms. Allen.
Then how about I head to your office in an hour, pick up the autopsy report, and you answer my questions then?
Dr. Jengal thought it over.
Okay, Sydney.
You win.
My office, 1 hour.
Don't be late.
I have a busy afternoon.
Sydney nodded and turned back around, a triumphant grin on her face.